But y'all want to go to that next level. So you telling me you ready? All right. Ladies and gentlemen. It's the neighborhood love dealer.
La, 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 love. Yes, 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 yes. We up in this bitch. Come on now. Y'all already know.
Come on. It's the neighborhood love dealer.
It's the neighborhood love dealer. I'm in this bitch. I'm ready tonight. This gonna be a motherfucking night. If you even heard the intro to this, you already know this shit is about to be goddamn fire. What's up to you? All right, y'all, my bad. Let me turn this shit down. I know, y'all already know. It ain't that many people up in this motherfucker. You sicing it. I know it's going to be one nigga that be like, look, hold your motherfucking horses, dog. You man, and these motherfucking buttons, man. People. Shout out to you. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to Spotify. I'm feeling good. I got some guests in the motherfucking building. I can't help but goddamn be excited. I'm so excited. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's good?
Niggas like, what's good now?
What's good?
I got some, y'all already know I'm on location, but before I start, you already know, shout out to you, shout out to Anchor, shout out to Spotify, shout out to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the streaming platforms that have been streaming my shit, even if I haven't been on top of it like you think I should, but at 555 that I see right now, it's that was a confirmation that fuck all that, I do my shit my way. I've been all right since. That was sick. I didn't even have to apologize. When I saw 555 on the timer just now, it was a confirmation like, fuck all the apology. They love what the fuck you do. How you fucking do it, why you fucking do it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you already know.
It's the neighborhood love dealer.
Straight like that. Y'all like my shit. Y'all like my shit, fuck with me. Y'all like my shit. Y'all fucking with it, man. I'm getting the show together today. I got a couple special guests on here. You know what I'm saying? I got my, what's your stage name? What's your nigga stage name? Y'all got a stage name?
Black Chocolate.
What is it called?
Black Chocolate.
Black Chocolate. Ain't chocolate black enough, nigga. What the fuck? God damn.
Not dark chocolate, but black.
Not dark chocolate, but motherfucking black.
It's like, nah, this is John. This is John.
Not your real name.
I can say my real
name. This shit
name
is ridiculous.
Who after me?
Yeah, Polo.
Somebody gonna be fucking at you.
Shit, I'm Polo. I ain't
never done. Say, I gotta identify myself. I gotta fucking identify myself. I ain't John. That ain't me, nigga. Fuck all that, man. Shout out to y'all. We in this bitch. We just in here kicking it. I'm on location. We can get into a lot of shit here. We have a lot of personality. On location, we in the studio. This the car studio. If y'all ain't knew this, you gonna laugh at my shit? That's
the whole studio.
This whole, I just set it up.
Sound better.
You said the what sound better?
The whole. You down the whole.
So we in the whole. Yeah. But that's
we
already saying. But this
the
is.
Bowl,
see, now they see that's somebody else's shit. Somebody got claims. They got sets. They got. They. I can't claim their shit. That. I'm in my car, nigga. This is a car pod. It's a car pod, nigga. What's up, y'all, man? What the fuck we need to talk about tonight? Hey,
a lot of shit happened.
Hey, a lot of shit been going on. I'm not going to start it off too fucking rough. Let's line them in, man. Y'all know I've been checking the analytics out. All right, let me get my shit together. I definitely been checking out the analytics, and I seen that y'all definitely ran my last episode up spiritual, and I'm having a good time tonight. I'm on one. Before I get all that shit started, hold the fuck up. Get your plane tickets together. Now is the perfect time to catch this goddamn flight. If you're on a flight, I don't know what you smoking on, what airline, if you already hollered at your travel agent, whether you're on a $20 holler or you're on first class, whatever you need to get through this goddamn episode to continue to keep fucking with me, whatever you need a drink, if you need, whatever you need, I got you. I got you. So roll that shit up.
We got you.
We got you. Okay, I like it, cuz.
We got you.
I like that. Yeah. What's up, y'all? We partying. I'm feeling good. First of all, this is another episode of the Don't Made With Love show. I am the neighborhood love dealer, and I slang that shit all around the world, nigga. I got pounds of positivity. I got grams of gratitude. I got whatever you need to put your ass in a good mood. Except for no ass. I ain't giving out no ass. Ain't nothing wrong with a little ass giving. That's love. You right.
Give up a little bit.
Huh? What you say?
Give up a little bit and move on.
Get a little, just move on. See, with this love, I can just be attached to niggas. I can't just be giving out this love.
Oh, and that's my sister.
Oh! Hold up!
You ain't say that.
I didn't give you a proper introduction. I got my, oh no, either one of y'all. My bad. Let's get it. But this how we run shit. But since you mentioned it, this is my motherfucking brother. First time on the goddamn show. You know what I'm saying? He decided to come through and fuck with me, and I'm like, all right, come through. After I tried.
Oh no.
And he rejected. All right. Let me stop faking with this clapping.
Be,
this what he get. So,
but just know just, the blue room gonna be hitting. Nice. Just know.
All right, so listen.
Don't even tell the story.
Listen, not as the blue was on the joint right now, and it's 11:11. That was crazy just now. But listen, if you didn't know, this my motherfucking brother. You know what I'm saying? I love his whole life. It's my real brother, you know what I'm saying?
She be in her head.
I got a button for that. Boo. I don't know what the fuck that was about, but this is not a therapy session. We're on a flight. We're not getting there yet. We're on surface level. So you know, I can edit a little bit of shit out. Marco, I got my cousin on here too. Marco in the... damn, I'm going to edit that out. I'm the producer. I'm the producer and the editor. I'm the producer and the editor, the host. I can take that out. We got Polo the Don. What is it? Not Polo the Don. Throw some D's on that bitch. I got that button too. I got it all, nigga. But yeah. We just want this bitch vibing, feeling good, man. I got a question for a lot of goddamn people right now. And it's a lot been going on in the world. It's a lot that's been going on in the lives of a particular person that we all came to have loved at some point in time. All my 90s babies, it may have stopped. Early
you talking about Diddy?
Yeah. Damn, the Diddler.
The Diddler.
It may have been.
We got to talk about Diddy.
It may have been noticeable for us. But this is new information for many. And I fuck with him. But I want to know what the fuck is going on with Diddy.
I know
what's going on with Diddy. They call this nigga the Diddler. The Diddler. I mean, all I know is, though, and not to get too crunk, what I do know, I know that the truth is revealing itself. And
he
although
after our parties in DC.
Was you, yeah, he been in the city.
He's after our parties.
Mm-hmm.
back in the day.
Introduce your perfection. Do you want to let them know who you really are? Or is this an episode? What you need to
do? This is not an episode.
God damn. I thought I was getting there. Well, he been up in the underground, to say. He been doing them underground tunnels of the district. Well, you know, Diddy been in the district. Diddy's been in the district.
But this is years and years ago.
But I understand the legalities. I'm really just trying to figure out what. I know what the fuck the problem is, not to say it like that, but it's like really for like the Fed, all of this optics. What's the optics about? Not for real.
That's what it is.
We want to know what the optics is about.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
What's really good? What's the optics about this whole thing with the feds, with the run-ins, with the arrests, with the...
But no, hold on.
I know the Tupac
is.
Cases here.
I think it's about underage motherfuckers, because the Diddy parties back in the day, we was definitely underage when that shit was going on.
Allegedly.
So, allegedly...
And you got some stories. Dude, is this an exclusive?
No, you know what I'm saying? Oh. Yeah, it can be, but...
I mean...
That was the case if we did... It can be. We don't know what... I personally don't know what the fuck is the problem that they coming after him for. Mm. Other than the underage. Mm. Because if he had underage motherfuckers around, and he with that whole suck my dick for record hit,
a dick for a fucking
but he knows
what's a good word
no
for in the music, a dick for a demo. God damn, hold the fuck up.
Maybe it's a Diddy
out here type shit. Niggas out here giving demos for dick.
Yeah.
Dick for demos. Diddy dick demos.
Or a little bit of bop.
Or a little bit of bop. For a bop. The Diddy bop. The Diddy bop.
The Diddy bop.
The Diddy bop.
That shit happens.
The Diddy bop. This is a Diddy bop. They call that nigga the Diller. The Diddler. They had Cheek Mills in it. They call that nigga Cheek Mills.
That's the thing. It's gonna make any and everybody that he ever been around looked at.
Hold on,
everybody is looking side eye anybody that's talking about the Diddy party.
Let me make it clear. I am in no way, shape, or form, judging those adults who thought they were going into an environment just to have a good fucking freaky time.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, the Diddy parties may sound this, but I know it's like a good time within, it's just a plethora of shit that you can find your pocket of good time, it seems as though. Just from the outside looking in. It's like some people were in there. It's not like they all in one little small ass club and it's just everybody sees some freak shit because it's Diddy's party.
Yeah, like an old girl 54.
Like a puff. It was a puff party before. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or Sean Combs party. This nigga got so many motherfucking names. I knew this shit.
This nigga is Freaknik era.
He probably got the master tapes. They probably went up in the feds, went in there and raided to get the real fucking tapes from the Freaknik, because that fucking documentary was boo-boo.
I ain't even like
that. It was fucking boo-boo. Boo-boo. Boo-boo.
Damn, I remember when people used to talk
like,
about
why was 21 Savage? I didn't even want to hear his voice in the freak. He was narrating or commentating, whatever they call it. And I don't mean to sound ignorant, but y'all know
this. Why'd they pick him?
This nigga wasn't even 21 when that shit was out. That nigga was negative 21. That nigga was negative 21 years old. He was in a deficit. That nigga probably like under 30.
Understand.
Come on now, the freak they wasn't even born.
I don't know, because I was a kid.
I was a kid,
and I ain't fucking.
What you think, Marco? That's your generation. That's
you
like going.
Saying, Marco, who the fuck
damn,
is that?
That's what I'm saying, Polo. I can edit that out. What's the timestamp?
Nah, 1840.
No, but 1844. I can timestamp it. I'm doing the editing.
You said Marco.
I can edit all this shit.
Nah, I mean Polo.
Marco Polo, they don't know who. That's the whole mystique about it. Marco Polo.
I see what I'm saying? Marco Polo.
Marco Polo. Yeah. Come on now. Polo, give him the fucking... This is the button.
Don't touch your button.
Slap your ass, nigga. Stop. No. Back to Diddy, nigga.
They all glowing.
Back to Diddy. Let's get back to fucking Diddy. They call that nigga the Diddler. Yeah, it's all about the Diddlers, baby.
There's nothing wrong.
It's a mic. Your shit gon' project. You can't whisper on the motherfucking mic. See, the audience can't see this, but then this, hold on, let me see. This button is live right now. This nigga
is a bama. Hey, did it.
A whole lady.
No.
You sound like a whole lady.
No, I sound like a wannabe lady. A wannabe lady.
No, you sound like a sister.
No, we. Oh. La la la. This is that type of podcast right now. Where we break it down. This is that type of podcast right now. We break it down. I know I'm usually talking and I know I'm usually rambling, but this is the mother. I don't need no backgrounds, nigga.
I'm not about to just say.
What the fuck you trying to battle me like West Side Story? This is not your town.
All I want to be is a man.
I'm a shark. What the fuck you is? Is you a jet or a shark, nigga?
Whatever the fuck.
It's West Side Story, nigga. Nah, we back. We back. What's up, Marco Polo?
All I want to be.
We having a good time, man. Shout out to you. Shout out to Anchor. Spotify again, man. This is Dope Made With Love Show. I'm having a good fucking time. Pull up, guys. Pull up. Did you see that? Did you see the Nickelodeon documentary?
No, because I grew up on
it. Oh, I watched it, and I'm going to bust your bubble now if you haven't seen it.
All that shit is understandable. That shit was happening.
I need...
They left Keenan and Kel out there, motherfucking mouth.
That's you pulled it right out of my motherfucking brain. I was like, I need Keenan and Kel to the front.
They ain't saying shit.
I need Keenan and Kel to the front.
Nickelodeon
because
said, oh,
that nigga was in Good Burger, and I would have never thought he had nothing else to do after that. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that. I was about to say fat ass manager in the movie. He was a character who just happened to be fat, but he was playing a fat person. So I'm talking about the character that his ass was doing all that shit. That was a creepy guy. What you think about, like, that's back in like the Revenge of the Nerds type days. Dan Snyder. I thought they were talking about the Redskins. I said, damn, he had his hands in Nickelodeon.
Like that nigga bought the
I
Redskins.
I said, damn.
Nickelodeon.
Hey, he threw me for a loop with that one. And the touching and Drake and all them Nickelodeon, like Amanda, remember the white girl Amanda?
Yeah, Amanda Bynes.
No, like, yeah, Drake and Josh. Drake got touched.
Jake and Josh,
he got touched.
I can't believe that shit.
Nah, for real.
What that's on?
I watched it on Hulu. I watched it on, you know, a couple. I don't know. Oh yeah. I watched it on Philo, but I think it's on Hulu and shit. So yeah, I fuck with it though.
The Freaknik Journal Hulu
for real. Yeah, that joint was. I ain't gonna say it was boo boo. I'm definitely not gonna say that because I did not know that. It started like in the '80s, and it wasn't even meant to be freaky like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like they really started off as a place. I wanted to see if the people that founded it, they said in college, they all had their, like, you know, social organizations. Mm-hmm. And they was called the D.C. Metro. I was trying to figure out, did they, were these people that's from D.C.? Some of them had a little, because they said they had a California one. And when I heard D.C. Metro, that sounded like the go-go. That used to be the, niggas used to go to the D.C. Met. Yeah, but social clubs, yeah. So, I was trying to see about that and shit, but. It was all right. I didn't know. It was like a real picnic. That shit grew. And then Luke came down there. Luke is who fucked Freaknik up.
The DC, man. That was a go-go.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a go-go.
No, like, for real, like.
Should have had a go-go tonight.
Huh?
Should have had a go-go tonight.
Which y'all, my listeners, do my, I wonder if y'all know about the go-go, man. Go-go, you know. You gotta go to the go-go. I was at work. I ain't gonna lie. I was at work yesterday. And the girl said, asked her, was they going to the go-go? Because it sounded like a group of kids, you know, people going to, out. I was like, what y'all about to go to the go-go? They like, nah. She's like, I can only do for like 5 go-go songs. That's a sexy lady. That's 3 a.m. I was like, you gotta go to a real.
Because back in the day was the go-go. A bunch of young bitches going, hanging out, they going to the go-go.
They was going to the go-go. Like, that's what it was. But it's changed now. And, but it's cool. I like it. It's an experience. I don't advise everybody to experience it because it's so sacred to me.
It's a lot of
damn.
Born and raised on this. Damn, I dropped that.
But I know, I tell you what I did shed a tear when I watched Freaknik, because watching that and all them black people, it reminded me of Georgia Avenue Day.
Oh, those used to be the day.
Like,
Georgia Avenue
the
day
adults now,
and
it's probably like in their 50s, early, mid-50s or whatever.
Yeah, whole bunch of block parties.
I remember what they looked like, damn, watching that was a moment, parties. All them black that's people. They got freaky. It was a couple porn tapes.
Yeah.
Like Freaknik Jump. Yeah. You can see nigga live at the Freaknik. It was a porn VHS.
Yeah, that was.
I was just being nosy as a little kid.
They used to have a real carnival. They used to have a real carnival with rides and you can win a bunny. And
I'm talking about the porn shit, nigga. What you talking about?
I'm talking about George Adams, period.
Nostalgia, man.
Like some memories.
Like, you can't even really remember nobody out there with a camera.
We used to see them.
Like, you really had to be there.
Yeah.
You really had to fucking be there.
We used to see
there.
The rides on the back of the trucks riding down to the
and your parents would really send you out there with like $5. You like, what?
But you was good.
But we was good. We hit the we used to hit the Mickey D's on the ass.
You was good.
Oh, we all come together. We gonna get high with China.
No, I know for you. Caribbean Day when it used to be on Georgia Avenue. That was
smoking weed with y'all niggas.
That was motherfucking.
It's just me and my brother reminiscing right now. You know, I'm getting my episodes up because we are going visual. June, it will be a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so that's it. Yeah, okay. I'm excited. Don't you push in there another fucking button. I'm excited about it. If you can hear it in my voice, but I am excited. I'm looking good. I'm preparing for the camera. If y'all don't know, cause y'all don't know, but y'all know that I've been saying I'm gonna get ready. So it's not like it's gonna be a lapse in the cast. It's definitely gonna be bop, June, July. That's the, you know, that's the B-Day month, and I'm turning the fuck up. I'm turning the fuck up.
Ayo. What these ones do?
Look that. Nah, these just different drones. You know what I'm saying?
It's the neighborhood love.
My brother in here testing my shit out, man. We from the district, if you ain't know. We down in the hole, though. We in the country with it. You know, feeling good, I guess. Not, I guess, though. You know, I'm gonna cut all that out. This is not a violent podcast.
Lowe's knows you get to enjoy
that Nickelodeon shit really fucked me up. Alright, I gotta cut all that out. Spring Fest offers.
Get great deals,
man.
You need to start your new spring nigga, projects.
You hurry really gotta see that documentary. Spring Fest deals.
Oh, you said Nickelodeon. I thought you said nigga.
Nickelodeon. I mean, but you know, Nickelodeon is attached to. You know, Nickelodeon is attached to like that Disney shit.
Disney, yeah.
So it's like it's the way the story
we,
in the.
We used to go there when we used to go to Disney World. Nah, I ain't taking over the mic, but we used to go there when we used to go to Disney World to Nickelodeon.
Oh yeah, you got turned out there. Like, what was Pleasure Island
where,
really?
That ain't where it happened.
Was Pleasure Island like the first real like sex trafficking island?
Yeah, they used to have us come to the back rooms and shit. When you go to the back
like,
room.
What else could pay for all that extravagant shit in Disney World except for sex?
It was cool though, but it was cool. You just had to
niggas
do
gonna mother people when I in my audience.
I
hold on when I talk on here. You like you gotta. It's like it's just a, it's a production.
No,
it's a production. I know you're feeling real comfortable, but it's a. I tell
I
everybody.
Saying,
so, how you align with the Disney World and the Nickelodeon? It's like they take the. Say that the people in their 20s and early 30s take the teenagers over to the Nickelodeon studios. But the Nickelodeon studios have been groomed. Getting all the kids that's been groomed through the pipeline at Disney. Because it's like, what's one without the other? You know what I'm saying? Marco Polo. I mean, I'm just saying, I thought you were still on your little shit, like you weren't going to say nothing else, so I wasn't going to wait.
I wasn't.
I'm not going to wait.
So we're going. That shit was funny, bro.
And the show must go the fuck on. The show must go the fuck on. Like, I mean, I don't know what you think. I don't know what you think shit got up. We might need to take another motherfucking flight on this goddamn thing. I don't know if the, whoever beat this is
this
on here.
For real.
I don't know whoever beat on here, but I'm just, you know.
Can't play
nah, we just, you know, just instrumentals. We don't want to get striked.
Are you nervous?
This is live.
You can't play no
go-go. I'm cutting all this out. I mean, we can definitely play go-go. But we just, you know. We just vibing, my nigga. We
like
just vibing, my nigga. That's some New York shit. Man, the bridge.
Yeah,
that was crazy, dog.
That was a big ass ship.
That's we can't do that.
All the fucking cargo jumps on.
Yeah, that was a big ass ship.
They saying a lot about that. I don't even wanna report the story. I can't get to DC without going over the bridge. A bridge unless I'm willing to drive 2.5 hours out, and that's not the case. But I'd be like, thank God it's a new bridge.
But you ain't gotta worry about that.
We ain't gotta worry about this. Is not a port. We ain't
nah,
down by the port or nothing like that.
Ships ain't coming through there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Cause them ships is gonna take anything you head out.
Only thing that's coming through is them little trash.
How much cocaine you think was on that? Or fentanyl was on that
something
cargo?
On that bitch.
Hey, it was some shit on there that they did not want us to know about.
Better be lucky it wasn't no chemical shit. Blew their fucking ass up.
Shout out to everybody who lost their lives on the bridge, man.
Yeah,
I know that ain't just that's not cool how that went down, and I just want to give a moment of silence for everybody.
Why it sounds so sad?
I just want to. Can we have this moment of silence for the people in Baltimore and everybody who are affected indirectly and directly by this tragic event?
But this stuff don't sound like that. Oh, this is for my.
Come on, is that all you trying to get? We can sing it, we just can't let them sing it. But this is not, this has nothing to do with a gangsta lean. I'm just saying. I want to take the time out to thoughts and prayers to the families. Can you imagine some shit? I don't want to.
Shit.
I really don't. So let's.
That was movie shit.
Yeah, let's. Wrap this up. Shout out to them. Peace and blessings. We're going to lift you up in laughter. We're going to lift you up in cheers. You know what I'm saying? But I don't. I, there we go.
Because Reed always been her.
If nobody told you today, I think this is a motherfucking rap.
It's over.
I think it's motherfucking over. It's time to motherfucking it's get the fuck up out of here. Thank you for tuning in. This is an impromptu bonus episode. This won't be a number. This won't be categorized as an episode, but it's a motherfucking rap. Alright, listen, before I get out of here, no bullshit. The Demons are having a gangster party and they're giving out free tickets. They're dressed to impress, disguised in success. Please, please, please don't get caught slipping. This is another episode of the Dope. This is another episode of the Dope Made with Love show. I am the motherfucking neighborhood love dealer. And we out this bitch. Thank you, John. Was that your stage name? Was that your stage name? I appreciate you for stopping through. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for coming through. Let's go. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Like I said, y'all. This is another episode of Dope Made with Love. I am the neighborhood love dealer. And we back up in this bitch. And just like that, we are out. Well, we were back up in this bitch. Like, come on now. God damn. Is you going to be a part of the show or a thorn in my ass? Or a thorn in my fucking ass? You like this? Shout out to Mr. Mike Music.
Let's go.
That's him on the track. And I just appreciate you. And we out this bitch. I don't know how to land it. I don't know how to end it. Like I said,
this is the end of the show.
And this is
the end of the show. The neighborhood love dealer show. This is the end of the show.
This is the end.